splitting the moon, the knowledge of unseen. Al-Quran, the miracles of the last prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in program Silsila Miracles of the Last Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Inshallah, today we will be talking about the blessed saliva of Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam and miracles related to blessed saliva of Mustafa Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. So, respected viewers of Qadri Channel, my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhul Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before performing any permissible or a good deed. As it is the saying of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. Dear Islamic brothers, I make an intention that we will present this program for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. You can make this intention that you will listen this from start till end, you will remember what you learn and act upon. Not only that, you will pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. It is the saying of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam that the one who recites one's salat upon me, Allah Ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon that person. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and alhamdulillah, you receive blessings from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What a great virtue it is, what a great good deed it is that we should send more and more salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The more blessings you want to receive, the more salawat you should recite. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's go towards our Muballigh of Dawat Islami and inshallah we start our topic. What is the start today?
Inshallah, as you said, we're talking about the blessed saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the Battle of Khaybar, the Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was not present. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, now, where is Ali? It was said that he has, probably with his eye, he has a sore eye. That's why he's not present.
And Aka alayhi salatu was salam had to give the flag. Who would, alhamdulillah, conquer the Khaybar?
That flag was to go to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. But he wasn't present in the battle. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where is Ali? It was told by the Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam that Sayyidina Ali's got a sore eye. He's got some problem with his eye. That's why he's not here. And it's mentioned that it was so bad that he had to be brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by a companion. Somebody held his hand and brought him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how bad his eye problem was. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He didn't say go to the doctor. Ali go to the get some eye drops. Ali go to the hospital. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his blessed saliva and put it into the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala's eyes became so noble and so powerful that they were even more better than before. And he was given the flag. And then with the Josh and the Dazbah, then he led the battle.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Main mariz Mustafa hu, mujhe chhedo na tabibo. Main mariz Mustafa hu, mujhe chhedo na tabibo. Meri zindagi jo chaho, mujhe le chalo Madina. Allahu Akbar. A poet, an ashik of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying that I am the patient of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am patient of love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Leave me, O doctors. If you want my life, then take me to Madina. Allahu Akbar. My tabib is there. Subhanallah. Ye mariz mar raha hai. Tere haath mein shifa hai. A tabib jald aana. Madani Madine wale. My Shaykh Tariqat says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this patient is dying. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my tabib, oh my doctor, please come quickly. Allahu Akbar. whatever, the viewers of Madani channel, whenever Sahaba Ikram, they had any issues or problems, Allahu Ghani, they would go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they knew that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given powers to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and they would be healed through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. If Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala Nabina alayhi salatu wa salam, can heal people, then subhanallah, he is Ruhullah, and your and my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Habibullah. He is the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He has been granted and bestowed more powers than any of the anbiya. Alhamdulillah, sab se aula wala hamara nabi, sab se bala wala hamara nabi. Ji, brother Waqas.
At the time of the Battle of Hudaybiyah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Usman ibn Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, says that go and tell the disbelievers that we want to perform Umrah, we don't want to fight, we're in the state of Ihram. So says Usman ibn Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he goes to the non-believers and he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that we are not here to fight, we are in the state of Ihram, let us perform Umrah. They are in front of the Kaaba and the non-Muslims, they say, oh Usman, we will not let the Muslims perform Umrah. But you are here, the Kaaba is in front of you, we will not let the rest of them perform Umrah, but you can. You hear that you've come this far, you can perform Umrah. Look at the saying of Usman ibn Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. Usman ibn Ghani, the Kaaba is in front of him. He says, I will not perform Umrah. How can it be that Usman performs Umrah before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I will not perform Umrah. And he declined the offer of performing Umrah because he didn't want to do it before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, the disbelievers and non-Muslims, they sent a man called Urwa bin Masood. He said, go to the Muslims and go see how can we defeat them. What are they like? What do they do? What's their daily routines? Go and see. How can we defeat the Muslims? This Urwa bin Masood, he stays there for approximately 3 days. And he comes back and he says that there is no way that you can defeat the Muslims. They say, why? They've got no clothing. They've got no money. They've got no food. They've got no weapons. Why we can't beat them? He says, you've sent me to many, many palaces and kings. You sent me to Kaisar and Kisra and massive mansions I've been to. But I've never seen anybody like how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba and his followers are with him. What did you see? They asked him. He says that what I saw when the blessed saliva leaves the mouth of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, his companions, don't let the saliva fall to the floor. They rush and they catch the saliva. And what do they do with that saliva? They rub it on their hands and faces. And that Sahabi who didn't manage to get that saliva, what does he do? He goes and he puts his hand in the hand of that Sahabi who's got the saliva so he can get the blessing as well. What else did you see? He says when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he does wuzu, the Sahaba Ikram Ridwan, they don't let the water of the wuzu fall to the floor. The same thing they do, they catch the water of the wuzu and they rub it on their hands and faces. This was the love, the aqidah, the passion that Sahaba Ikram Ridwan had for the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwan, they knew that this was no ordinary man like us. They knew that this was something special. This was their aqidah, this was their belief, and this is what our aqidah and our belief should be today as well, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, mashallah, beautifully explained. Nobody is like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has not created anyone like Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the saliva of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be compared with somebody because that is itself sacred. And subhanallah, sahaba ikram, they used to take blessings from that. Arbaab-e nazar ko koi aisa na milega. Bande to bahut mil jayenge, aqa na milega. Tariq agar dhunegi, saniye Muhammad. Sani to badi cheez hai, saya na milega. The Islamic brother, history cannot find anyone like Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is not possible. And that is what, dear viewers of Madani channel, this account gives us a message that forget about someone like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very, very far, next to impossible, rather impossible. Whereas nothing can be close to the blessed saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We hate people's perspiration, whereas the perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best smell of this world. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam best of all, best of all, and best of all. Brother Waqas, if somebody spit into water, will anyone drink that water? Allahu Akbar. When Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam puts the blessed saliva into the well, Allahu Akbar, that well becomes blessed. People, they want to take blessings from that. They want to drink that because that has got the sacred saliva of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He says that Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he says that we had a well in our home And the Prophet ﷺ's saliva was put into that well, and it became the most sweet water in the whole of Medina. There was no water which tasted more sweeter than the water of that well. Why? Because of the saliva of the Prophet ﷺ went into this sacred well now. And people still go and do ziyarahs of these wells today to go and see why. There's so many wells in the world. Why do they go and see these wells? Because the saliva of the Prophet ﷺ was put in. And even till today, that water is giving shifa to people as well. That same water which the Prophet ﷺ's saliva went into, people are getting that water today and using it as a cure, as a shifa today as well. Once Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hatib radiallahu ta'ala says, I was a small baby child. And a handi, a pot, fell onto me, a boiling one. It fell onto me and my whole body got burnt. What did my father do? Firstly, what would we do? Straight away, we go to the most professional doctor around, we take it to him. Was there no doctors at that time? Was there no people with the cure for burning at that time? He says, my father took me and he took me into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got his saliva and put it onto the burnt parts of my body and put his blessed hand over my body. And he says, I got so much strength from this, from the saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the touch of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I was got so much strength, like I was stronger than before as well.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what can you talk about the blessed saliva of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, a true unparalleled devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, afdalul bashar ba'da al-anbiya, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. He is with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They're going and there comes the cave when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, they were together. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, he cleans the cave and then he enters and first cleans the cave, then asks Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to come inside. He tries to fill all the holes inside the cave so that any insect cannot come out to harm Aka alayhi salatu wa salam. Or dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, while doing so, one hole is left open. Now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala closes that hole with his foot. Now, there was another ashik of Mustafa, there was another devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was Snake, who was waiting in that cave. He knew that the last Prophet of Allah will be coming to this cave, and he was waiting to do the ziyarat, the vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tried to come through all the holes, but finally he came from the hole where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala and his feet was there, and then he bit on the feet of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala so he could move his foot, and the snake could do ziyarat of Mustafa, have the vision of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, because Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam is Nabi for all the animals, to the human beings, for jinnat, for all the creation, Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam is the Prophet. Now the snake was waiting. When it did bite Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's tears, they came out from the eyes. Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam inquired, O Abu Bakr Siddiq, what has happened to you? Allahu Ghani, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that something has bitten. When dear Islamic brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam put the blessed saliva on the feet of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, and all the poison of the snake was cured through the blessed saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this is the Zat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is the Sahabi Rasul. He sacrificed his life for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And tere naam par karun jaan fida, namas ek jaan do jahan fida, do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, karun kya karono jahan nahi. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Husne Yusuf pe kati, Misr mein angusht zana, sar katate hai tere naam pe mardane Arab. This was the Sheva, this was the trait of Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhim ridwan. Sahaba-i-Kiram would sacrifice their lives for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the rest of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbari. Dear Islamic brothers, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala had sacrificed his life for the sake sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So nothing can harm. But dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, how Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam killed Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. And that was the saliva, another mojiza of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The brother of Qas,
Hazrat Khubayb radiyallahu ta'ala was in a battle and an arrow struck his arm. And he says that his arm was dangling off, coming out of the place. Where did he go? To the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my arm. What is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He doesn't say go to the doctor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he puts his saliva, blessed saliva, on the arm and he puts the two pieces back together. And he says that I got so much strength in that arm. He carried on, he went back into the battle. He was so much better than before his arm. MashaAllah, is so strong. By the blessed saliva.
His arm was more stronger than the other arm.
His arm was more stronger than the other arm. What is this saliva? We're talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every part of his body, his eyes, his ears, his hands, his feet, his saliva. It's just his saliva we're talking about. What is Allah Azza wa Jalla made something so special that look, people get injured, people get burned, people get, you said different waqiyas happen. And just by the saliva, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing these things, miracles.
Brother Waqas, today we are living in 21st century. In this day and age, because Aka alayhi salatu wasalam's nubuwa is for until the day of judgment, advanced ourselves in medicine. We've gone very further in surgery, right? We can do the transplants, we can change, you see, completely body organs and we can fit into another person. This is the day and age. Allahu Ghani, dear Islamic brothers, we're talking about 1400 years plus back at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where this advancement was not there. And Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam is performing a surgery of a Sahabi Rasul. He's putting his hand back to his body. Allahu Akbar, through what? Through his saliva. Can you find in such example today's medical science? Allahu Akbar, that would be surprised to see this miracle of Rasulullah.
Everything has a different medicine. If you got eyes, sore eyes, a different medicine. If your arm is cut, you bandage, you have an operation. If you're burnt, it's a different medicine. But look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Same medicine.
Allah
something special. The medicine of medicines he's using.
Subhan.
If you burn, saliva. Eyes problem, saliva. Arms cut, saliva. Whatever issue the Sahaba Ikram had, all these issues were cured by the saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's amazing.
Subhanallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq to respect, to have reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to mention here a beautiful mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that Hazrat Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala and his eyes during the battle of Uhud, an arrow struck the eye of Hazrat Qatada bin Nu'man radiyallahu ta'ala an, causing it to dangle on his cheek. Allahu Akbar. He proceeded straight to Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any problem, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqeedah of Sahabi Rasul. Allahu Akbar. Who then held his hanging eye and placed it back to its socket. Allahu Ghani. After removing his blessed hand, the eye was correctly positioned in its socket and was brighter and more beautiful than the other. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The eye which was fixed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that was more brighter and more beautiful than the other eye. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the surgery performed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the power of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. This is given by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, no doubt. And that is the personality, that is the Zati Aqdas of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. We need to refresh our faith by listening to these accounts. The viewers of Madani Channel, rather than telling the fiction stories to your children, rather than telling fake stories to your children, why not tell them these mu'jizat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rather than telling them man-made stories to your children, why not tell them the true stories of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, true miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so that the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ignites in their hearts from the very day one. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is very much needed. We need to develop the love of Mustafa, because that is the jaan of our iman. Jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa, roz fuzoo kare khuda, jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa, روز فضول کرے خدا. And this is a dua because عشق مصطفیٰ, love of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is the soul of our ایمان. May Allah تبارک و تعالی increase this every day. جس کو ہو درد کا مزہ نازِ دوا اٹھائے کیوں. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the message. If you would like your iman gets completed, love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than your life, more than your children, more than your wealth, more than everything in this world, and to increase the love of Mustafa, listen the dhikr of Mustafa, listen the remembrance of Mustafa, listen about Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam, listen about the status of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen the mu'jizat of Mustafa, read the seerah of Mustafa, follow the sunnah of Mustafa, and alhamdulillah to learn all this, the platform of Dawat Islami is for you here. Alhamdulillah, you can join with this beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islami. You can join our gatherings. You can join our, alhamdulillah, Madani Qafile. You can watch Madani channel and you will increase the knowledge about the greatest of all mankind, the best of all creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah, the last Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll come back with another beautiful episode of miracles of the last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Keep watching Madani channel.
Splitting the moon, the knowledge of unseen, Al-Quran, the miracles of the last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.